Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Demanding accountability in Uvalde.
People that are supposed to protect us let down our family.
House panel to focus on Trump pressure.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Nobel auction for Ukrainian kids.
Can I just hear that one more time?
Wow, that's a lot of dough.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 4 weeks after the horrific mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, parents used a school board meeting to make new calls for accountability. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us more evidence has emerged, raising questions about the police response.
Pete Arredondo failed our kids, teachers, parents, and city, and by keeping him on your staff, y'all are continuing to fail us.
Brett Cross's nephew, 10-year-old Uzziah Garcia, was one of the 19 school children shot and killed on May 24th. Cross joined other families to demand answers Monday night.
My mom died protecting her students. But who was protecting my mom?
Liliana Garcia's mother, Irma, was a teacher who died in the shooting. Her father, Joe, died just 2 days later.
At the age of 16, I'm trying to fill the shoes of both my beloved mother and father the best I can.
The meeting came after the Austin American-Statesman obtained a surveillance photo showing officers outside the classroom where the gunman opened fire. The photo is time-stamped 11:52 a.m., 29 minutes before the gunman fired another round of shots, and nearly an hour before law enforcement killed him.
Now to Washington, where the House panel investigating the Capitol attack picks up where it left off last week.
It'll be a shift in focus for the committee today. Last week, they were focused on the pressure campaign from former President Trump against Vice President Pence. Today, it'll be the pressure campaign against local election officials, including in Georgia. Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney.
It targeted every tier of federal and state elected officials.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is set to testify. Meantime, the former president continues to make baseless claims about the election.
We had a bad election. We had a rigged and stolen election.
A future hearing will be about 11th hour interference with the Justice Department. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Facebook has removed a campaign video from a Missouri Senate candidate.
I'm Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, and today we're going rhino hunting.
The ad shows the Republican with a shotgun along with a tactical unit targeting Republicans in name only. Greitens is a former Missouri governor who resigned in disgrace 4 years ago. He's been accused of domestic abuse in a child custody case with his ex-wife. There's word a second American has been killed in the fighting in Ukraine. An obituary for 52-year-old Steven Zabielski says he was killed there May 15th. Correspondent Chris Livesay has more on Russia's intense shelling in and around the city of Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine.
We're seeing that uptick across eastern and southern Ukraine, and Ukraine says it's hardly random. This week, the European Union decides whether Ukraine can join. Now, in other Ukraine news, Putin's press secretary said this morning that they will not rule out the death penalty for the captured U.S. citizens Alex Druki and Andy Nguyen, and in an interview last night said they won't be protected by the Geneva Convention, which aims to protect prisoners of war from inhumane treatment.
Brittany Griner's wife says the jailed basketball star in Russia tried nearly a dozen times on Saturday to call her through the U.S. Embassy, but the desk at the office was unstaffed. The calls did not go through. Well, President Biden says he hopes to have information by the end of the week to decide whether to temporarily suspend the 18-cent-a-gallon federal gas tax. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
There's a concern, a long-held concern, that it would just basically give retailers an opening to raise their prices that much more, and that people who are filling up wouldn't, at the end of the day, feel the benefits. And beyond that, federal gas taxes are used to pay for things that people care about, road maintenance, road repair.
Kellogg says this morning it's splitting into three companies, a cereal maker, a snack maker, and plant-based food company.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tens of thousands of rail workers in Britain have gone on strike. CBS's Vicky Barker in London says it's about pay, job security, and working conditions.
The train on Platform 1 is going nowhere.
This is ridiculous. I work for the NHS. I have to be there on time. And I know, I get it. Things are tough right now. But I think we should all fulfill our duty and do our role, right?
80% of trains canceled today, Thursday, and Saturday, with massive disruption on the days in between. Far from backing down, the union says...
We think that other unions are going to join to this dispute on the railway and more broadly in society.
And indeed, British teachers and health workers are among those threatening to strike as the cost of living crisis deepens here.
Here at home, three people are hospitalized with critical injuries after a New York City taxi hit a person on a bicycle yesterday and went up on a Broadway sidewalk, slamming into pedestrians. Bystanders helped the injured.
We were getting iced and taking like aprons out. We got a belt off of somebody to provide a tourniquet. You know, you just feel for the people around you, and like, it was very, very traumatizing.
Three others were also sent to the hospital. Police say it appears it was an accident. There is an investigation. Attorneys say they will mount an insanity defense in the case of a man accused of intentionally driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year. Six people were killed, dozens more hurt. Wisconsin's one of the states caught in the upper Midwest heat dome. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says high temperature records for the first day of summer will fall in a lot of places.
We're going to be seeing the century mark in both St. Louis and Nashville. We'll probably be just shy of it in Chicago. And then even as far north as Detroit, we're probably at 97 degrees.
Well, here's how it sounded at the New York City auction of a Nobel Peace Prize.
I have over 100 million. It doesn't even matter what it is. Over $100 million. Then, ladies and gentlemen, done. Over $100 million.
$103.5 million, much more than the most ever paid previously for a Nobel Prize, just under $5 million. This one was auctioned off by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Listen for some music today. CBS's Peter King is in tune.
Make Music Day started 40 years ago in France. 15 years ago, the U.S. joined the party.
Music Day is just about the joy that people feel by making music. It's really that simple.
Aaron Friedman heads the Make Music Day Alliance. They're sponsoring events in 100 U.S. cities.
I mean, it's just like a huge party.
Some of the music is conventional, like this band from the Philippines. Then there's the unconventional. This Japanese man playing a leaf. Yes, a leaf. But you don't have to be in one of the 100 cities to participate.
So just show up outside their porch and just start playing.
That means even a reporter who used to play piano bar, can join in the fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, the more the merrier.
Peter King, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday, June 21st, the first day of summer. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.